Welcome to the Boston Gazette Radio Network, broadcasting live from Leonia, New Jersey. Hello, I am Joseph Huang, and it is November 19, 1776. Moving on to Claudia Kim, who is next to Washington and his troops marching through Leonia.
Thank you, Joseph. Right now, George Washington and the Continental Army are marching through the town of Leonia to get to Trenton. Washington lost New York to the British soldiers, so he's retreating down to Trenton. In the community of Leonia, there are many loyalists that live there. Right now, Theo is at the site with more information.
One site that represents the English presence is the site of the Dutch Reformed Church of the English neighborhood. It was constructed in 1768 to 1769. It is also used as a hospital, but is for the British. Washington has just lost the Battle of the English, which is the reason as to why he does not want to attract any more attention. He is also not staying here too long because he does not want to encounter the English. Back to you, Joseph.
Thank you, Theo. Right now, at the Hornsgrist Mill, Thomas Paine has joined the Continental Army. Paine is a news reporter that is a correspondent for the Pennsylvania Journal. Also, before joining the war, he has written Common Sense, which promoted the war to ordinary people. It has helped people understand the war a lot better. He traveled with them and created the American Crisis, which is a series of pamphlets. This is very important because of Paine. We are able to present the latest news about the war since Paine has traveled all over with the troops. Back to Claudia with the latest popular sport.
Thanks, Joseph. Right now, cricket is growing popular. Cricket is a game of using a wide, flat bat to hit the ball. Richard Aubrey Beck is a successful batsman who is from New Hampshire. He is famous for playing in the Hambledon Club. After playing for 9 seasons, he quit recently for business purposes. Mr. Beck will be missed for his outstanding skills.
In conclusion, Leonia has made many historical sites that Washington is leaving behind. That's all for tonight's report. We'll be back soon.